Immigration attorneys in Seattle say they've reached agreement with federal officials on a nationwide class action lawsuit. The case was filed on behalf of immigrants requesting asylum in the U.S. These are people who say they face persecution or harm in their home countries. The settlement aims to speed up the process for asylum seekers to get a work permit. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
The lawsuit centers on what's called the asylum clock. It starts ticking when a person files a petition for asylum in the U.S. When the clock hits 6 months, immigration law says the person is eligible for a work permit. Or at least it's supposed to work that way. Seattle attorney Chris Strawn says the wait can often be much longer. Judges can stop the clock, or court backlogs create delays, causing some people to wait years for the legal right to work.
It was really heartbreaking to have clients walk into our office asking, why can't I get a work authorization? I just applied. My work authorization was denied. My case has been pending for a year, for 2 years. I need to support my family. Why is this?
One plaintiff in the lawsuit waited a decade for his case to be resolved. Strawn is with the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. The group filed this federal lawsuit 2 years ago. Now the Department of Justice and Homeland Security have agreed to a settlement. It still needs a judge's approval. Strawn says the settlement clarifies some rules about the asylum clock, like how it starts, who can stop it, and for how long. If approved, Strawn's hopeful that more clients will get the right to work if their case is delayed. And there's a good chance of that, since the average wait time in immigration court is about a year and a half. Some 50,000 people apply for asylum in the U.S. every year. Nearly half are denied. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.